RPG for You and Me presents Neon Heat, a duet actual play podcast using the Savage World system in our custom science fantasy setting. Thank you for listening, and welcome back to Caldonics.
Previously on Neon Heat, Athena and Jean travel through the streets of Toshi and hop onto the Sato Novi rail line. On the train, they manage to catch an advertisement for a movie with a familiar voiceover that Athena definitely did not give her okay on. When they arrive in the city, they walk through the spattering rain to Athena and Isaac's old apartment to retrieve some keepsakes, left behind in a hurry. On the journey back to Caldonics, they see yet another instance of Athena not agreeing to be on screen, as Anji Athena and Zadal are caught in a Novi Now flash interview. We see Athena standing outside of a familiar apartment door. She's still loaded for bear, a duffel bag from her old apartment. At her hip, she raps on the door, and it makes the hallway light flicker a little bit, which is slightly worrying, but she's sure it's fine. Nothing to worry about there.
Athena in this narrow hallway, very faintly muffled from the walls, we can hear the sound of distant music. Smooth jazz. Your fingers rap against the door, and there is a significant pause before you hear a voice on the other side.
Well, well, back so soon.
Can I come in? Am I allowed? She's still dressed in her head-to-toe regulator on-the-go outfit. She's got her standard regulator helmet that she left the city with.
The door swings open, and you find yourself face-to-face with yourself. Slightly more languid version of you that is leaning.
Languid is the right word for it, huh?
Yeah. Just splayed against the doorframe. Negathena arches an eyebrow at you provocatively and says,
haven't seen you in a while.
Are you sure?
Won't you please come in?
Thank you. She walks in, only she would scuff her feet if this was Anji's apartment, but it's not.
But yeah, you know, you're not really supposed to be here, yada yada, we already talked about that, so.
But you also said you were really bored.
I'm so bored. I mean, being here was pretty fun, so.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just nice, you know, get to pretend to be someone that I'm not, walk around the city. I do it anyway, but see, I like that you asked me to do it, so.
You guys didn't get attacked or anything, did you?
No. No major problems there. Attacked by all my Nori fans. That's really it.
Yeah, I generally have to beat them off with a stick.
Nice. You make your way into Zadal's apartment. He enters from a back room as he hears the door open and the sound of your voice. And he brightens a little bit as he sees you.
Oh, hey, you back?
Yeah, I said I'd be back.
I know, I kind of figured it'd take longer.
Easy breezy, surface mission, A+, good to go. She takes off her helmet, puts on the table.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad it went well, and that you're back, and
I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really good mission, and very successful.
You can stop now, by the way, because I'm back now, and I'd appreciate it. She starts ruffling through rifling through her duffel bag, not ruffling through her
ruffle bag.
Her ruffle bag.
Difling through her ruffle bag.
And she just starts tossing books over her shoulder, Anji.
Anji, who had been pouty just a moment ago, starts to try to catch all of these books. I mean, are you literally just like throwing?
Just in her general direction. They're all paperbacks, if that helps.
Yeah, she gets a 4. Her eyes widen for a second, and then she just starts snatching them out of the air, one after another, creating a stack in her arms. Slope. Oh, almost missed that one. And then you hear a tearing noise as she grabs one by a flutter.
Hey!
Well, don't throw them at me.
Catch better.
I'm trying. I know that I make this look really easy all the time because I'm just super talented and good at everything, but it's not always. It does take work to be this good and to look this good and, this good, not that good, she says, sort of comparing.
She turns around and looks balefully at the book cover. Which one was that? Was it 4?
I don't know. It's on the ground now, but I have page 112.
Which book is this?
She has brought back Punky Jorpster books for Anji to read.
So let's see, page 112. Oh, howdy, hi, hey. It's such a nice day. You really want me to
read this? It's out of context.
She gives you a dubious look, but shuffles the books in her arms and sets them down on the coffee table with a thump.
Very nice of you to bring them back for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I am very good at keeping my word about everything.
Yeah, me too, because, you know.
Does she still look like Athena?
I mean, yeah, she can't do it just on a snap. It takes time. But you do see the subtle motion of shifting skin and bone.
I feel like that makes her feel itchy.
Maybe she notices that and sort of prods her face, which is your face, and says,
oh, yeah, it's sort of swollen. I'm meaning to get this checked out. Proper beauty takes time.
I wouldn't know.
I mean, it takes time, just not a lot of effort, because, you know, I just do it. It's hard being me because of how easy it is.
So nothing else happened? Everything was easy breezy over here?
Oh, you know, just speaking with adoring fans, giving, walk around, waving, looking happy. That was probably the hardest thing, looking happy all the time. Easy for me, hard for you. But I guess you're in a movie or something, or you're going to be?
Athena's going to pretend like she hasn't heard about this interview.
Sure.
I remembered something about a movie.
Something about, maybe like a romance involving you and someone else. Does that sound familiar?
I don't think we ever hashed out the specifics. I don't know why she would cast me in a rom-com, or is it just a rom?
I do not have any of the details.
Athena's having flashbacks to the trailer she saw on the train. Looking worried.
You know, if you need, like, a professional body double and a bodyguard, you know, maybe there's something that can be worked out there. Mm-hmm. I could speak to my superiors once this mess is dealt with. Or, you know, if you guys are going to be in the same place all the time, then.
Interesting proposition. Then I wouldn't have to act.
I mean.
She says. Like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Can you act?
I was a different woman, Anji. I lived on the surface.
Okay, sure. You wrote a different name on all of your documents.
I was a different person. She says, believing that 100%.
I was a different man, living another life.
She Jackie Daytona, oh my god.
I should probably get into the movie business. I'd be very good at that.
You would be if you're looking for, you know, job alternatives.
I mean, I've got a job sort of needs doing. Not a lot of people that can do what I do because I'm super talented.
Mm-hmm.
She sort of trails off looking at the stack of books you brought forlornly.
And yet I am relegated to squander my talents here.
Squander away. I'm going to go lay down. For a sec, just a sec. Is there somewhere I can lay down? I'm just really tired.
You can go lay down in the other room as long as this one stays here.
Where is the bed? Is if I could lay on it for just a sec?
Over here. I'll show you.
Okay. Don't worry, I'll stand in the doorway.
Mm-hmm. And he will lead you to the back of the apartment. Leads to a small secondary room. He doesn't have a need to sleep, So he doesn't really have a bed, but I feel like he probably just has a nice chair that can recline or something like that. What do you think? Probably has like a cot. Bought a cheap cot.
She eyes the single recliner in the room, scratching her neck a little bit. It hadn't occurred to me that you wouldn't really need a bed.
Yeah, I don't. So, and this is an apartment specifically for Narrow, so never really needed that. It might surprise you to learn that I don't really get much company that would need that, so...
Fair.
I can get one, you know. Maybe I should have thought of that. Sorry.
I could just sleep on the couch.
If you want, I mean... So, talks a little quieter. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Good. Glad you made it back.
Me too. I feel like weirdly a bit lighter, which is good. I've just been really worried about a lot of stuff, but I figured out one big thing. We did get attacked by some Troyas on the road.
Troyas?
Yeah.
What, like the one of those gangs?
She explains, gets him up to speed on that. If he might already know it, she can't remember, but she's just talking at this point.
So, where did this happen?
We were only like a half an hour outside the city. But it gets pretty rough even 10 minutes outside the city. You just gotta be careful. Probably should have taken the train, but we didn't want to have to go through more security scans.
If they got roving bands of... Also, important to note that, like, you guys are still standing within earshot of Anji. Like, she is a room over, so if you're gonna try to have a covert conversation...
Oh, no, this isn't covert. She's just talking as she's getting undressed because she doesn't want to do it in front of Anji, but she just wants to be out of her armor because she's been in it for, like, two solid days. As Athena's getting undressed, it's less undressing and more peeling off layers of armor, folding them up into a more compact state before she can tuck them away into her bag. She's wearing, like, an athletic outfit, like you would go jogging in. Tight legging and tank top combo just to keep the armor from chafing you as you are, you know, in motion. But Athena, like, overall, she is not in great shape. She's on the thinner side, just proportion-wise. She's long, she's lanky, but the amount of garbage food and jolts she's been funneling into her for the past God knows how long. She's just a little bit doughier in the middle than maybe she would have been while she was constantly catapulting herself around the city from peril to peril and not sitting behind monitors all day, trying to keep the spy network directed in the way it needed to go. But also her vigor's pretty bad, too.
So you're telling him that they had red eyes, all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she just, like, taps her eyes.
Okay. He looks markedly more concerned at that, stops himself from glancing over his shoulder at Anji.
So what do you make of that?
It just seems like they're expanding, trying to... I mean, it was a mugging. It was a holdup. I don't know. It seems like small potatoes for what... Why would they just be mugging random people on the road?
That's a good question.
Unless they're trying to capture people, bring more into the fold.
It's, motivation 101. What do you get from a mugging? Supplies, items, money?
They've been roving for as long as Isaac can remember.
But
I don't think they're inclined to put down roots anywhere because, you know, you got to follow where your interests are.
He sort of nods a little bit. He's more business. When he has something to think about, Zadal is more focused.
There's one problem with your line of reasoning. You're assuming their motivations now. And that if we know that things ain't the way they used to be when your buddy was there, we can't necessarily think that they still got those same motivations. They might not be Roman anymore. If it's under new leadership, new management.
That's true.
We don't know what they need, what they want.
We know what he wants, and it's everything.
Yeah. I mean, this could have been just another breakaway. Yeah, he was hollering at the lighthouse, was talking about franchising. I think it was something like that. Just another splinter.
Troyas could just be a huge splinter if this dude's been wandering all over the belt. Who fucking knows? Just because we haven't seen anybody else doesn't mean... I mean, Krell and Strickland probably had him too. I just killed him super fast, she says, louder and more manic at remembering that.
Sounds pretty spicy, whatever you're whispering about.
I'm not whispering, Anji.
I know, I can hear you perfectly.
Does she have better ears than normal?
Does she respond?
Are you whispering?
That time.
Okay, roll me a stealth to see how well you whisper.
4. 10.
I have the best ears and eyes and nose and body and mind. And I'm really just the best at everything. And I thought we'd sort of gone over that before, but...
I recall. She says at a normal volume. See, what Athena's trying to do right now is, like, baiting a hook to see what she nibbles on.
What, Anji?
Yeah. She's just seeing what she'll latch onto to ask her about when she returns. Because that is what she's most interested in, you know? She's writing out a small note for Zadal. She grabs one extra book out of her duffel bag to give to him with a note that just says, "This is the prequel to those other books. I'm not giving it to her." There's so much stuff that won't make sense. That's a fun treat for me.
Take a Benny for being petty.
Thank you.
Your petty power play.
She'll have to reread all of them afterwards. It's hilarious.
Joke's on you. I have the best eyes. I can read super fast.
She's probably a fucking speed reader.
Take me like an afternoon. Thing about being a speed reader is knowing that 90% of what you're reading is crap and it doesn't matter. You just have to go through and find the good stuff.
I don't think you're going to like these books, Anji. You just don't got a brain for subtext. That's okay, not everybody does. She says as she walks back in, cracking open a jolt she had in her bag before she takes a nap.
She's holding the book open in one hand, you know, her pinky and thumb splaying the pages open, and she just lets it fall down again, sort of languidly, and she turns to you and says, "I'm the best at reading. I'm going to read this so good you're going to eat your words."
That's the third one.
What?
Did you look at the spines? There's an order. What are you doing?
I'm such a good reader that I don't need to start an order. I'll be able to put all the pieces together.
Oh my god.
I'm so good, I should be an inquisitor. Solve all the puzzles. I create my own subtext. It's really better when you find the bits of the story that you like and make one that's better than the stupid author wrote. So.
There are certain schools of thought about that. She says, thinking about fan fiction.
I don't think Anji knows what fan fiction is.
Probably not. They do zines down in Caldonics, though, because you don't got internet, so you just, like, that's leave true. Them in the books, between the books at the library, hoping somebody finds it. She pulls out a bunch of the Polaroids that she took down from her apartment wall when she was up top, flicking through them like trading cards on the couch, looking at them. Is it all like he's never been to the surface, so maybe he wants to see a little bit?
Oh, this is pretty. Where is this?
It was on the coast. Over by Toshi. It's a little brinier than they let it be around Olera. It's nice, though.
Yeah, I like it. There's, like, a lot of things poking out of the water.
Mm-hmm. I guess it used to be more of a forest into the ocean, but...
Are they just all landscapes, or...?
Mostly landscapes with, like, a couple Athenas and Isaacs in there, too.
You guys look like you're having fun.
Yeah, there's a pier of an amusement park.
I was going to ask, this is like a big... It's funny that you said that because I was going to make one of the things a Ferris wheel.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it looks like it's a big wheel, like a circle.
Yeah, you can get a really good view up at the top.
Oh, yeah, so you like get in it?
Yeah, you sit, it's got like a little car, like it's like a mini gondola kind of, and it just wheels you all the way up to the top and down to the bottom.
What's the gondola?
Oh, it's like a little car attached at the roof. To like a suspension thingy. She like just grabs scrap paper and just doodles it out.
Oh, it's bad. That is terrifying.
Well, it's connected, you know, so.
I don't like it. I don't trust it.
Would you trust it with me, who can make it safer and more metally?
I would feel safer doing that.
She pulls out another one that's like a full picture of the Ferris wheel, all lit up at night, and it's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a view, she says, tapping it.
Wow.
We never went back there, but it was a good night.
You know, he puts a hand on your shoulder as he's leaning over and looking with you.
Hey, I think you left one of your pictures in the book here.
Oh, can I have it?
Maybe. Maybe I keep this one.
Why?
What? I don't know. He's like a big, big chunky guy. Real strong.
No, that's thick. Nothing.
Oh my. She sits up, instantly intrigued. What? You don't want me to have this, or you really want to have this?
Flopping it
in the air as she watches you with a cat smile.
She waffles a little bit. He's my partner.
She looks over to Zadal and shakes her head.
My business partner.
Funny business.
Roommates.
Looks down at him. Okay. No, pretty good. Pretty good. You do have some taste after all.
Athena is obviously uncomfortable about this.
Zadal is also uncomfortable about this.
Yeah.
Sort of like polar opposites, you know? Big, strong, thick, and then like tiny, thin, not thick.
Why are you like this?
People are always so afraid to say what's on their mind, so, you know, just say it. I'm saying you have good taste, sort of.
Well, there's always that tacked on thing that isn't as fun after you say a nice thing.
I can't let you get too big of a head, maybe.
My head isn't big.
You're right. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure that's because of you and not all the trauma. Thanks, Anji. She says, flopping her head down on a pillow.
So, I'm just going to keep this then.
I would like it back.
What is Mr. Man's name?
Mr. Man.
I don't know his name, and he's clearly a man, and he's certainly a mister.
It's Vulcan.
Vulcan? Is that his real name?
No, it isn't.
I still like it.
Athena's like, her brow is knit as she turns over to face the back of the couch. You know what I mean?
Sure.
She's just worrying.
So your friend is up on the surface. Maybe you'll bring him down.
Yeah, maybe.
Fine. She'll frisbee the photo across the room. It's not like I can't remember it anyway.
Mm-hmm. She's thinking to herself, kids, adult, take it out of her brain. Makes a real worried look at Zadal.
Gives you a little shrug. He's obviously uncomfortable, but doesn't know what you want him to do or what you're trying to impart here.
She's just looking for solidarity.
And obviously, if you'd been paying attention, I don't have anything against Zadal. I'm just yanking his chain. Which is figurative. Before you say anything.
Athena scowls as she runs her fingers over the necklace that she still has on from the apartment. It's not glowing right now, but the crystal is still colored a soft pink because she didn't want to lose it, and she figured this would be the easiest way to keep track of it.
That's real pretty. Wait, is that something you left topside?
It was in the apartment, and I grabbed it.
It looks nice.
Thanks. It's a little sharp. I might not wear it all the time. She taps the very point of it.
Yeah.
Just considering how many scrapes I get into, I don't want it to, stab through my sternum.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
It'd be bad. It's not that big, though, so how bad could it be?
He shrugs.
I'm not a practitioner of the medical arts, so...
I'm going to roll common knowledge to see if Anji knows the name Vulcan, familiar with Pantheon, and if he's known to be one of the founding members. I don't know if that's public knowledge or not.
Probably would be -2.
2 4s. I'll spend an Anji Benny to...
Oh, shit.
Blow up a 6 into a 1. 5.
Wait a minute. So Vulcan, Vulcan from Pantheon Vulcan? He's supposed to be pretty high up, isn't he?
Well, he's my business partner.
Business partner.
That is what I said.
That is what you said. Such a rich tapestry, you know, just weaving these things together.
It's amazing I'm so uninteresting in my normal life.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Should just do this other stuff full time.
God, I would be exhausted. She says, thinking about the last full 2-day span.
Well, maybe the perks of the job aren't so bad after all.
What do you mean?
I don't know, Pantheon agent. Super sexy Vulcan man.
Oh my god.
she snorts and leans forward laughing.
Don't worry. I'm not going topside.
Listen, I'll get you his autograph sometime. How about?
Maybe his phone number? I don't have a phone. That wouldn't work.
He doesn't either. He only has burners.
Because he's so hot.
That's one of the reasons. she says. And right now she's thinking about how he dissolves everything he touches, but that's not how it comes across because nobody else has that information.
It's good.
So are you staying for a while, or?
I just need a couple winks. Just a sec. I'm just really tired.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you want to lay down, you can.
I mean, I already am, and this isn't your house, so I don't need your permission.
I mean, kind of is while I'm here, so, you know.
She says, she's still facing, like, the back of the couch, so she can't see, like, her expressions or anything, but, like, her shoulders are tense, probably.
Oh, fine, it's not my house, I can't tell you what to do. Whatever.
It is my home, so yes, you are free to wink. Why is it called winks? Because you wink and then it's like a temporary thing. You close one eye and you open it back up. So shouldn't you just be closing them instead? I'm not asleep. I'm sort of new to all this.
I think it's more because winks are quick and a wink of a nap is a little quick snooze.
What about 40 winks? That's a lot of winking. Shouldn't that just be a normal sleep?
Or at least a half sleep.
I don't know who to file a formal complaint with about this, but...
We could just beat up the guy that prints a dictionary.
All right, so Athena's plan is to sleep.
Her plan is to pretend to sleep. Got ulterior motives for coming over today.
Okay.
Mostly because she wanted to seize it all.
Sure.
But she is going to cast a Conceal Arcana on herself and Zadal.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so I want this to be a... I'm going to upcast it for area of effect, and I want it to be strong. And that's what we're going to do.
Cool.
Feeling pretty sneaky. And I really Conceal Arcana is never a bad idea when she's in this place with Anji here.
True.
Because she could just get shot. Who knows?
It's true.
But she might feel a little bad about it at this point, which Athena feels gratified about. Let me cast this bad boy.
But maybe if I shoot you, I become the real Athena all the time.
No, God, that's awful. She could just take over my business.
I'd be very good at it.
She probably would be.
So personable.
I blew up my 10!
Bang.
Into a 10. To an 8.
Well, yeah, you're very concealed.
So fucking concealed! Nice. Lasts for an hour. But Conceal Arcana prevents detection of arcane energies on one being or item of normal scale. So, but it doesn't say what the penalty to their notice rolls would be.
It's a contested roll.
Oh, okay.
So if somebody's trying to detect you, they have to beat a 28.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a treat for me.
Very good.
So I'm just going to keep that going.
Important to note, the detect is... only 4 points of penalties for, like, magical obscurement. So that would be magical darkness, invisibility, normal vision penalties. You'd need the dark vision one.
Okay, cool.
The dark side. But, like, if you're fighting an invisible foe, you could use Detect Arcana. The stipulation here is it's supposed to work for, like, powers. So you can see in the text it has invisible italicized because it's referencing the invisible power. But if something just had a natural ability to be invisible, it might not.
Mm.
I would still let it apply, just because if something has the ability to turn invisible, it's going to be related to Corey.
Probably.
Unless it's camouflage, in which case that would just be like a stealth roll rather than invisibility, so.
But she feels a static field sort of eke out of her core and surround them like a little couch-sized bubble tingling in the air to her. But maybe that's just because she's the one that cast it. Maybe that's how she knows it's still running.
Ooh.
What?
I just remembered something. You would not be able to conceal Arcanons at all because he's Arrow and they can't benefit from...
I thought we were talking about that.
Did we?
Like, it makes sense for them not to be able to be linked themselves, but if it's an area of effect...
The intention of it is because the psiology powers are strictly biological, so they can't benefit from that. They can benefit from weird science and psionics, but I think linked stuff, I wrapped that in there because a lot of that is also based on, like, biology, but not necessarily. It's just, like, pure energy, so what I have written here is it's inorganic biology. Because their bodies are not biological, the Arrow can never take the linked or psiologist arcane backgrounds and may never be positively affected by linked or psiologist powers. While some trappings of linked powers might not be strictly biological, this is thematically linked to the Cori resonance interfering with the abilities and preventing them from taking hold. They may still take the psionic and synthesizer arcane backgrounds and be affected by them, as their mind itself is formed of Cori energy.
This is up to you.
I know, I just... Based on what I've written, reading that, I would say it shouldn't affect Zadal because of his, like, personal resonance mm-hmm. of, you know, having Cori energy interfering with that and not being able to benefit from it. But I think it's a cool idea and I like what you're doing, so...
Would it feel different if it was area of effect? So it's just like a bubble wall that she would have to look through as opposed to recipients.
I'm fine with
that.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So let's stick with that for now. I'm not going to worry about it.
I'm not going to teleport in places. I know that's not allowed.
For now, I'm going to say because this is an area of effect and the intention of the power is to block things within the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to act as like a quote-unquote barrier that she can't see through. So even
gotcha.
Though it's not affecting Zadal directly, so like maybe if she was within the range, she would be able to, but I'm not going to dwell on that.
Okay. Well, Athena casts that and makes like a sleepy little eye over at him and scratches by her head meaningfully.
And he very meaningfully casts Mind Link.
Dope. I learned how to do a thing.
Oh yeah, what'd you learn?
How to keep her from seeing this.
Oh?
I mean, only when I'm like right here, but thought it'd be nice.
How's that work?
It's kind of like a little EMP field that I just keep running. Surprise, I'm not napping. Because I just drank a jolt. I can't.
Well, that is very handy.
Been practicing, had some downtime.
Something I know how to do as well.
Practicing?
No, you know, blocking stuff.
Right, because the island.
Mm-hmm. Never occurred to me to do that, I guess, because she can just spray me anyway, so.
Yeah, but she'd never expect me to be so tricksy.
Definitely not.
She says as she laughs to herself.
Or something funny. Funny going down from nap time, hmm?
Just a little punchy.
She turns and you see the scanner blip go over her eye. She rolled a 13, so she's not going to be able to see through.
That's a good one to blow up three fucking times.
Very good, yeah.
That's my reward for all those crit fails during the chase.
Hmm. Tasty.
Well, children behave.
Children.
Punky drops the stupid name. Who would name this child Punky? Or is it the nickname? I don't know. Maybe they explained that earlier. I am going to say that they call him Punky because just a little punk that nobody likes. Because, man, this kid.
He really doesn't come into his own until, like, book two.
Well, this is book three.
Yeah, but I didn't know if you were switching him. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Are you sleeping or are you talking?
I'm trying, Anji.
Are you?
She puts her pillow over her head.
She just starts reading out loud. Punky Dropster was the least popular person at school. Couldn't figure out why.
He's an underdog, Anji! She shouts from under her pillow.
Yeah, she laughs and flicks another page. And at this point, enough time has passed that she is back to looking like how you have typically seen her.
Is her nose still longer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that appears to have been integrated.
Has she been like this the whole time? The whole time she's been looking like me? I'm sorry about that. Was it okay?
It's certainly weird to see somebody who looks 90 to 95% like you, but I know isn't you, and then acts different and is also Anji. That's a little weird, but I will persevere. And I mean, it was nice, like, being able to see you even though you weren't here, so that was kind of the silver lining, but... No replacing the real thing.
Oh, shucks.
He's sitting on the couch with you. Puts a hand on your leg.
No, her legs are already over him. Oh, just, gotcha. You know, she's long.
Sure.
She talked to some people, but I don't think anything got too bad aside from we got approached by Minovi.
I know, I saw it. I just wanted to see if she'd cop to it. It was on the train.
Oh, they're already putting that up places?
Yeah.
Oh, did it come out okay?
I almost blacked out watching. I'm so angry.
You know, I was gonna try to fade into the background, but it...
Graph's too good. It was Graph, right?
Well, I mean, it would have been more like I could trick them, and then he'd just be a weird shot of me trying to squeeze my way out of frame. So I thought maybe for solidarity and for your image, it would be better if I just...
stuck around.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
He nods.
What a menace.
Are you talking about her or Novi?
Oh, I was talking about her, but I guess Novi too. Did I tell you she's my aunt?
No, that... I don't think that ever came up. If it came up, I've forgotten somehow this bombshell. Run that by me one more time. How do you know this? How did this...
She's my grandma's half-sister, I think. How's it work when if my grandma's dad married somebody else on the surface, had a kid? That's a half-sister, right?
If it's biology, then yes.
Yeah.
If it's legal, then no. Then that's a step.
Biology? I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
Based on what Cressida told you, she made it sound like it was biological.
Okay. Half, she says, definitively.
Oh, half grandma, huh? A great aunt?
Great aunt?
Well, it's better than a bad aunt.
Yeah.
He's internally rubbing his eyes.
That's good, though, right? Like, more connections, more places. Maybe if I sort of blow that out of the water, not coming from me, but maybe from some jilted starlet seeing me be in a movie. Who am I to be in a movie? Got passed over some other lady, you know? Be like, that's nepotism. And she'd be like, what do you mean, nepotism?
Yes, it is.
And she just kind of keeps rambling in the brain space.
It might. I mean, could be good. Could make it a little more complicated. She's certainly going to have an even greater interest in you. If you open that can of worms, you're going to see more of her.
She's not so bad. She's just a lot. But she's also, like, one of the heads of Sato Novi, and I think we need more people in our corner.
I don't disagree.
Especially after being on the surface. They're building more trains. Like, they're doing really well.
What, Sato Novi?
Yeah.
We don't really get a lot of news about that. I mean, I know they basically do the news, but...
They control the media, so if we can get our little fingers in that, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that, but... communication, media, what people will see and hear, you know, around the city, that...
It's important.
It's a pretty powerful tool.
And I'm not gonna reach everybody, because not everybody likes me.
And they're still working with Alaricorp, though, right?
Oh, for sure.
So...
But maybe we can just start... putting little nails in the wall until there are too many nails and the plaster just cracks.
Yes.
The wall of their business relations.
I see. Yes, you want to drive a wedge.
I guess that would have been a easier way to say that.
Yours was a little bit more abstract and flowery, so that was creative. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, however you break it to them, that could be good. If I can help, let me know.
I just don't want it to come from me, you know? I feel like it's less suspicious, and it makes me look like less of a power grabber.
Mm.
But also, my grandma really, she's known about this for however many years, and she hasn't made that kind of contact, so that got, has me wondering a little bit why.
Hmm. Well, your grandma ain't really around to help make that decision anymore.
I know.
And maybe nobody can help with that?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean, it's a thing you got. You don't have to pull the trigger on it until you're ready, but it's good to know. It's good to know that you have that option.
Mm-hmm.
Could be useful.
Now might be the best time to pull that trigger, because if I'm going with a smoke screen and people are just finding out I'm going to be in a stupid movie, might make some people knee-jerk angry. Timing appears to be everything, or at least a lot of things.
Yeah. I will support whatever you want to do. I trust your judgment on that, for sure. And, you know, many other things.
Well, maybe take it with a grain of salt sometimes.
Isn't that how you eat most things?
It's how I eat most things.
See, I'm learning.
I have your key, by the way. I forgot to give it back to you last time. Tuka grabbed it for the party. She was worried.
Oh.
About Anji being here, because she doesn't really know you that well.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, if you still want me to have it, then I will have it.
Of course I do. We found Isaac.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you last time, but he was at my apartment when I came over here. It's really good that you guys didn't come to my surprise party, because he would have been there and then Andy would have just shot him.
Well, sounds like she wants to do something.
Oh, and I just hate that.
I don't imagine they're gonna run into each other.
Especially because he's in a fucking cave.
Is he, how's he doing?
Bad.
Oh, and here I thought you were gonna say something upsetting.
Yeah.
What's going on? I mean, he's been there for like a month.
He does this self-isolation thing, which isn't good on a normal day, and it's worse when he has Harlan's spectrum living inside him and trying to tear him apart when he doesn't control his temper.
It does not sound very good, especially in light of what you just said about being on the surface.
Yeah.
Do you think he's connected there? What's going on?
I didn't ask, because he hasn't been in contact with it, because he tries to ignore it, because it looks like Harlan.
It's spooky.
But Vi look like people in my brain, so maybe that's just how they represent themselves. And I started to try to explain that to him, but he just did not want to hear it. Which is understandable, because...
So he's angry, is what you're saying?
He's angry.
I think I know he's your best friend, and this is not coming from a place of masculine jealousy, anything like that, but just be careful, please. I know he's your friend, and I know that he doesn't probably mean any harm there, but if he's got this thing, and he can't control it, and he's angry, then... I don't know. Just be careful.
I'm one of the only people that can't help him. You know? Pavi's trying to make him gloves because he dissolves everything he touches to ash. But good news, you can't normally touch things. You just put your hand right through them.
That is, that's quite a one-two punch.
It's a raw deal.
Yeah.
Some people get really lucky and can just lift metal.
Yeah.
So I feel, I don't know, guilty that I had an easier time with it. I mean, let me backtrack. I did have to fight a whole brain kinda.
Yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't sell yourself short on that. We don't know how it is for different people, really.
He doesn't have the black anymore, though. I don't think I didn't, like, see any, but...
I don't know what that means.
Hollery, she says it's, like, control. Vestiges of it.
Well, so it means he's not being controlled, or he is in control, or...
When you get rid of the black is the influence, or the sort of visualization of it, but then you can burn a clean shade that is just you.
And he's that?
I think so. We found some more people. And they're changing.
Huh.
They all used to be red, I think. Maybe some purple from Alaricorp. I'm not 100% on that. I haven't spent a lot of time with them yet. But they're them. They're not in a chain anymore.
Hmm. I mean, that's good. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you can keep them under control, I guess. So there's just a bunch of them out there? Like...
She nods a little bit in, like, the meat space for a hot sec before she's just like, yeah.
Where? Just in the tunnels?
I don't even know exactly where. I've been there a couple times, but...
Looks over to Anji, just flicks his eyes briefly.
I don't know what to say to that.
Some of them just want to leave. All of them pretty much want to leave, but we can't get them where they need to go safely, and we don't know if anybody's going to go crazy.
So what does that mean? They want to leave, but they can't? Again, they're not being allowed to?
I seem to have been promoted from regular fucko to co-warden. And my other warden's just a lot of mods.
Oh, the Mothman.
He's not so bad. He's very indecisive, though. It's vexing.
Are they gonna come for the city? Is it danger?
I don't know. I don't think so. They just want to not be in, you know, Spectrum jail.
Sure.
Because why would you want to be?
Yeah, it's a raw deal.
They're angry that I got a loophole that gets me in and out. So I could have been there too.
I can see how that's a problem.
It's tough. I'm trying to figure out. Because like this decision, I don't... It's going to affect so many people. And if I allow people to leave and to go and there's no network to keep track of these people, I could be responsible for another Zeev on the surface.
Just be careful when you start, you know, drawing the line of responsibility. Not everything's your fault, not everything's up to you. It's a dicey situation, to be sure. But I know it sounds like you need more help. More resources.
I'm gonna need to talk to the alloy. I know it's probably gonna be super hard to get in there, but I can't have them shooting people. I can't have kill on sight orders for people who were just in the wrong place at the wrong time and got swept up in all this. It's not their fault.
I know. If you want to talk to the alloy, I don't think that's going to be a problem, depending on, you know, how you pitch it to them. I would be more concerned about going in there to talk to them and then having everything come out and have them not want you to leave or something.
So I need leverage that allows me to leave.
I do not know what that would be.
I might...
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the name Dakira before?
Mentally shakes his head.
No, doesn't sound familiar. Somebody on the surface?
I think now.
Okay.
She was a member of the alloy. And I guess she got caught in the mine collapse, which we know was a Alaricorp. And now she's gone. And nobody remembers her. But she's my color. And my color's all stemming from people connected to Alaricorp. So what are they doing to her? And why does nobody remember her?
That's a big pile of I don't know. He's definitely no purple member of the alloy that I've ever heard of.
What colors are there?
He gets a little waffly for a second and he says,
If you can't tell me, I get it.
I mean, I'm not supposed to. It's sort of like we talked about before, on a bit of a timer here. You know, next time I go back, I'm gonna have to make a decision as to if I'm gonna try to conceal or if I'm just gonna give the information like normal and wait and see if something pops up.
How much notice do you have for that sort of thing? Like, do you have to go there? Do you just, like, sit down at your computer? How does it work?
There's a long pause, and you can feel, like, some tether of mental strain coming from his end, and he says,
it's a bit different, you know, it changes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just... It's not something I'm supposed to talk about, so it's hard.
Wait, you mean they make it harder for you to talk about this stuff?
I mean, we're not supposed to talk about it.
But do they mess around your brain so it's you can't tell people stuff?
I don't know exactly how it works, if I'm being honest. Listen, I'm just listen. The Alloy is an entity. It's an organization. It's a platform. It's a kind of a council, but everyone has their own sphere of what they handle. What we report to is, we call it the memory. And it's... this is hard to explain. It's one of us, but it's not one of us. It can process information, can interface, but it doesn't really make decisions. Is this making any sense, what I'm saying?
I think so.
So the memory takes what we give to it, and it can look through and find information and make deductive connections, but it is not the thing that makes the choice or the decision on its own.
So it disseminates and it presents?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But if what is presented to the memory is flawed or incomplete or tampered with or any number of things, that's what sets off the alarm bells. So I could go and present to the memory, and I don't know how long it would take for whatever to come up and show that I'm withholding, or if I'm addled, or if somebody messed with my head, or anything like that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. But there's members, you know, that typically do the deciding.
So if they all have things that they control, what did Bakira do? Unless she was like a spectrum interface or something.
What do you mean?
Maybe that's why the Alloy's so cagey about, like, spectrum aren't new. They've always been around since Corey showed up, I think, is what Halarishi said. So maybe there was a member of the Alloy that was supposed to, you know, talk and what's like an ambassador between the two, so they give each other space. But if she doesn't exist anymore, maybe it's if she exists, but she's not here.
Would you like to make me a spirit roll for his at all?
What's a spirit?
Spirit's a D10. Actually, his psionics is a D10. So I think I did make his spirit a D10. Yeah, roll his spirit. This is going to be at a -4.
Okay. I've received a 2.
That's going to be a fail.
Does he have a Benny?
Mm-hmm. He will be your buddy during this, so he has 2 Bennies he can use if you so choose.
That's a 1. I will Benny again. Well, that, my pickle dearest, is a crit fail.
Okay. Let's see here.
Cool!
Maybe, yeah. Is it? I mean, that makes conceptual sense to me, so... If she's gone now and nobody remembers her, then maybe somebody took her out, or has her, or, she's pretending to be someone else, or,
I just keep getting these puzzle pieces, and I feel like I'm getting really close to something that might make other stuff easier. I just don't know what's going to happen with the Alloy, but I know they're invested in this situation, and it's... I just don't...
I mean, what I just told you, the fact that I even told you that much is kind of putting me on the chopping block in terms of something's got to happen now. Like, that's... If I go in and I just give that information up and just, you know, download it to them, whatever, then they're going to go, you know, and then that's going to make them want to talk to you. So that's going to guarantee that you get a meeting. If I distort it, then that's going to put me under the thumb, a little more lock and key than I am now, but it'll buy you more time. So we don't get to decide right now, but just keep in mind, it's going to come up. And if you want to accelerate that process, then we can do that. You gotta let me know what your plan is, how I can help. And I will.
I just want you clear of all this bad stuff.
That'd be nice.
Do you want to just, like, live in a cave?
I mean...
A smaller one? More insular? There's plenty of Cori, she says.
Like a bunch of spectrum?
In a way.
I mean...
God, my first instinct at any point in time is just to run.
That would not be my first choice.
It's not as...
If I am fearing for my life and well-being, it's not the worst choice.
It's not exactly a cultural hub.
Sure, and I don't know how your colorful friends would react to me. Odd to say.
Thank you for telling me what you did.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. It's just, I don't know what the word for it is. I don't know if it's psionics or conditioning, maybe.
Oh, neither of them are good.
No, that's true, but,
That's not like I'd know if I was conditioned, so it's really me throwing stones at houses I shouldn't.
It's for safety, though. I mean, there's layers of security and safety protocols to make sure that the arrow are protected. That's my job. That's what I do. I am part of the information web that keeps us safe and secure. And, sometimes there's a price to pay for safety, for security. It just so happens that cost is very inconvenient right now because of circumstance. So I'm okay.
I just never want to ask too much of you.
I know, but I want to make sure that I do what I can to help you because you're in deep in a different way than I am. But we got each other, you know? And all we can do is rely on each other.
I really missed you. I kind of, I didn't come over. I thought you were mad at me for breaking in before the tunnels. I'm not really ready to talk about the tunnels.
She physically shakes her head a little bit because she can't stop that.
No, I know. I wasn't mad that you came. I was happy you came. I was ashamed of me, and I didn't want you to see me that way. And when I am that way, you know, I'm me, but I'm kind of not me. And it's not the me that I want you to know. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry I let you down again back then. I don't do it again. I thought I was protecting you.
I mean, you were, right? As best you could?
Maybe. I hope so. I hope it was worth it and that it did something and that it bought time, if nothing else. But it's hard to know without the whole picture, ain't it?
Yeah.
We're getting there. I think.
Have you been feeling today? Now?
Okay, I guess. It's better that you're here.
Have your dreams been bad?
I mean, yeah, they're worse if I can't curb them. It's not all the time, but it happens.
Is it like the same thing?
Not always, no. Sometimes it's different, but some of them are recurring. I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're all right.
Yeah. Doing the best I can right now. Happy to have you here.
Can you show me some of your dreams? Maybe next time you have them, it'll be like I'm there too. I can't really help with it in a normal way, but maybe that would. I just want to make sure you're okay and cared for, because you deserve that.
I am going to ask you to make a persuasion. See if you can... Oh, she has an adventure card. She's prepared for this.
So this is a little spooky here.
Okay.
It's so dumb.
Love leading into that, but let's see.
Dressed to kill. Wow, you clean up nice, kid. Your hero dresses up, is on for the night, or is otherwise far more attractive or personable than usual. Add +2 to your persuasion rolls for the duration of the current scene.
I'm okay letting it ride. How are you otherwise far more attractive or personable than usual in this moment?
I mean, she's in her gym outfit, like her tighter leggings and her tank top. She's got a cute little glowy crystal on. She's got her big hair fluffed out. She knows he likes that.
Oh, so you're like sleepy tousled, just looking real cute.
Yeah, sleepy tousled.
Well, now it's a penalty now because he doesn't want to ruin that by showing you this dream. Okay, sure. Go ahead and make your persuasion.
Maybe I haven't upped her persuasion yet because I feel like she has not become more persuasive, you know?
Sure. I mean, like, if you were to increase your persuasion, I'd be totally cool with that because you do a lot of talking to people and a lot of appealing to them. But I also like that...
But she's also a bit tactless half the time.
Right, so like,
so
it
works
out.
I feel like it evens out.
It certainly does, and it's a good character trait.
+2?
Uh-huh.
That's a 6. I'm gonna Benny it just to see.
Sounds good.
Since I won't get fatigue if I crit fail this one, huh? 6 again. But what if I bennied it one more time?
What if? Don't crit fail.
Damn. 5. Worse. But what if? What if I bennied it again?
Okay. All right.
Hell yeah. That is an 11.
On a long enough timeline, the probability of every roll becomes a success. Unless it's a crit fail.
But the more I roll, the more a crit fail could just show up and be
That's
like,
true.
Hey, bitch, yeah. You dumb idiot.
So you got an 11.
Yes.
Here's another pause.
I will if you want. Are you sure you want, though?
Yeah. I want to help however I can.
Okay.
It's okay with you.
I mean... I just assume keep everything bottled up inside, you know?
I get it.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Her physical hand tightens a little bit on his arm. Not enough to be suspicious.
Okay. Just remember that everything is not really happening, and you can't be hurt or anything.
Brains are dumb. I got it.
And she squeezes his hand.
Yeah, he squeezes back, and your vision begins to swim and blur and fade. It's a point of view perspective. You are seated in a comfortable office chair, lean back, your feet kicked up on your desk. You brush a speck of lint off of your slacks, take a glance around. It's a very small office, like private investigator. Frosted glass in the front. You can see the letters facing the opposite direction, but they're indistinct. They even just sort of like move a little bit in that strange dream state where things are generally where they're supposed to be, but you can't make out specific details.
Mm-hmm.
It's furnished, but the furnishings also fall by the wayside. You push yourself up out of your chair. Walk over to the wall where there's a built-in aquarium, a bunch of fish swimming around in the water. There's a faint glow coming from the top of the tank. You lean forward and tink one of your fingers on the glass. And then the front door bursts open. There's a dark figure that has kicked it in. The door flies open off its hinge, smashes to the ground. You turn to face the figure. You can see a pair of blazing red eyes. As it stalks towards you, they're indistinct, so it's not like they're completely wreathed in black shadows. The figure is just humanoid and devoid of most particulars.
Right.
You hear your voice come out, and you know that it's saying a name in a questioning way, but it's gibberish. You can't make out what the name is or what the word is. You turn to face the figure as it comes towards you. It just makes a beeline, it grabs you, you feel its hand gripping the side of your head, and it just begins smashing your face into the aquarium.
Jesus.
Just over and over again. You can feel yourself starting to push back, something is digging into your actual head, some sort of psionic assault tearing away at the fabric of your mind. Even as the hand continues to smash you against the glass, it cracks and the water begins to spill out over you onto the floor. You can see rivulets of red starting to run with it as well. The last thing that you see is looking up to see this red-eyed figure looming over you. Smashes you one more time and everything goes black. The room starts to drift apart, the motes of light that have made up the scene fading away to black once more.
When the images fade, we are in just a empty void of black. But Athena and Zadal are there in full color, like they're in a well-lit room, but everything else around them is just nothing. We see them laying on the ground, and it doesn't look right for a second. It almost looks like the two of them are in a video game, and their models have clipped into each other. And they're laying on the ground in the same position as the man from the dream after the aquarium. And Athena sits up first, jittering her longer torso, and she scrambles up so that they're no longer laying in the same space. She looks down with a shudder as she tries to process what she just saw and sees him down there looking up at her, and she extends a hand to help him back up.
You doing okay so far?
I'm okay. Are you?
I'm used to it. It still hurts every time, but I'm used to it. So I sort of know what to expect.
What else you got?
We see Athena move closer to him and takes his hand. Resolute little nod.
The scene fades back in, and most everything is dark. The room or wherever you are is just dark, but there's clearly a plane on which you are standing, and then there's a dull blue glow on the opposite side of this room that gets bigger and brighter and just sort of becomes a wall. It's a square or like a rectangular wall in front of you, and then it starts to zoom away from you. So it gets farther and farther, 10, 20, 30 feet. Another figure starts to coalesce. Again, it's another humanoid. Starts as like a dull yellow and sort of ripples outward, much like the last one, except this one's just a figure of light. And it walks over to the wall, takes one of its limbs, and smashes it into the wall.
The blue wall?
The blue wall. The wall begins to crack from the point of impact, blasts outwards, and there's just a cacophonous boom, and you feel yourself thrown off of your feet, flying backwards, smashing into an opposite wall behind you that you can't see. You fall into a slump on the ground, and there is another figure that walks from opposite side of where the yellow one came. Again, just another indistinct humanoid form. You can almost hear ghostly whispers at the edges of your perception as this figure comes closer and closer. As you're slumped against the wall, you can feel the wall itself starting to crack and fall around you. Bits of debris. One of them smashes your hand and pins you to the ground, and this figure walks over until they're looming just above you, and then they pull out a very distinct revolver. Every detail of this gun is clear to
you. Perfectly remembered.
Mm-hmm. They point it at your head, and then you can see them start to pull the trigger, and then there's a loud boom. Everything goes black again. With the boom, it's like the image is shattered into a million pieces that blast apart. And you can feel a mental strain on Zadal's end as this happens.
The image cracks away like panes of glass, and we are back in the black void space with Athena and Zadal. Her eyes are pinched shut, and she's still trying to wrench her hand out from under the debris that's trapped it, pinning it in place until she snaps her eyes open and sees that it's just Zadal's hand on top of hers. He's looking at her, eye level. Squatted down, a hand on her cheek, making sure she's okay. And she eases herself up. She doesn't know quite what to say, because she knows who that was.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
Uh,
I can show you one more right now if you want.
I just want to know what you have to go through.
This one's a little bit more recent.
This time, the scene swims back into view and it is crystal clear. And you find that you are in the incinerator room again. The pit is open. You are standing several feet from it. You look up and around. You see robed figures up on the catwalk. But this time, standing in front of the pit is Talina Rasmus and you, Athena. You, Athena, are standing where Joel Shin was. Talina Rasmus still right next to you, and you're looking at yourself from Zadal's perspective.
Right.
And there's just a moment as the perspective of Zadal shifts and looks around the room. You look off to the left, and you can see that the door is open just a crack, and in the darkness beyond there, you see the hint of a blazing purple eye watching you through the slit. And then you turn back, and you take steps forward towards you. Athena, you note that as Zadal is walking towards you in the dream, you can see that dream Athena's eyes are green. And you hear Zadal's voice come out, and it just says,
"Thank you for your service!"
He throws a kick into your chest and kicks you down the hole. And the last thing you see is your own shocked and betrayed expression pleading as you tumble backwards and down into the hole.
Oh boy.
And he takes a few steps forward to watch you as you tumble down into the orange nethers that almost immediately swallow you. As that happens, you can feel a searing sensation in the center of your mind. Zadal collapses to his knees and the other figures follow suit from your peripheral vision. And then he tumbles forward into the hole as well. And you can feel this blazing heat all around you until everything just dissolves. The orange light fades to black.
Oof. Hey, that didn't happen though. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just a dream. It's just a bad dream.
I told myself that plenty of times. And I still do. I would never do that. I would never do that to you. I would.
I know you wouldn't.
Then why can't I stop seeing your face?
Why do I keep doing it?
It's just a nightmare.
Why can't I stop it? It never gets better. It never gets better.
Maybe somebody's doing this to you. I mean, if the alloys conditioned you, maybe they're putting these in too.
Maybe. Well, they... Why? Why would they... Why you? Why that? I mean, this memory, this one is new. Mostly. You know, it's... I didn't know who you were before.
How long have you been having that one?
Since I met you. Since I went in the head and saw everything.
I mean, you've been in the incinerator room in my brain. Maybe yours is just... Maybe it's just a subconscious thing. Maybe you're just moving around the pieces. Maybe it's just your brain defragging, you know? Yeah, that's what dreams are good for.
Yeah. That's still...
I know you'd never do anything like that.
Yeah.
You know I got you.
I got you too.
Thank you for showing me. I know it wasn't easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you gotta do when you care about someone, right? You gotta trust and let them in. Well, so I'm led to believe.
Athena reorients herself to lay down the other way and have her head be on his lap. Holds him a little bit.
I trust you with all of me.
Runs his fingers through your hair. Pats your head a little bit.
Yeah, I trust you.
Athena attempts to get back into the brainscape. Maybe they never actually physically left, you know? She just looks down at him and says,
Can I show you something? Can I do that in here?
Yeah. What do you want to show me?
Oh, something nice for a change.
I like that. Yeah, what?
She pinches her face so hard. It's like you can see the physical effort it's taking her to attempt to do this, because she did stuff like this in her brain before, but this is like a shared space, so she's not sure how hard she's going to have to work at it. But I think when she opens her eyes up, they are on the coastline of the surface.
We see the two of you standing atop a rock overlooking a small stretch of beach, crystalline waves lapping up on the shore. You can see the white caps drifting.
It is still night. A lot of stars as to not jar him too much with the unfamiliar surroundings. She does a sweepy arc with her hand in the sky, and it fast forwards a little bit through her memory to when the sky is just rapidly lightening and the clouds are moving faster and the waves are lapping. And then she's like, tries to stop it, not realizing she doesn't have to move her hand. It just helps her. The horizon's just pastels until the sun comes up over it. And it is so pretty. First one she saw when she was wandering from the train station to Olera on foot, because she got kind of lost and didn't know how to hail a cab. And she's explaining this out loud to him as they're watching.
We see Athena chattering on next to him, but the focus is on Zadal's face, the swirling mists of his eyes as he watches the horizon and the cresting light of the morning first beats over them. And that purple red meets the blue of his eyes and everything lights up.
Wow. This is what it's like up here.
Some mornings, there's a lot to see. But I wanted to see it with you.
Thanks for being here with me.
Of course. This is the first place I wanted to come once I got back.
We see Zadal's hand find Athena's as the sun continues to rise and their silhouettes are superimposed over the yellow-red of the morning.
You deserve nice things.
Well, hello!
Greetings. End of another episode.
Zuko here.
Hey, everybody, Zuko here.
Thanks for enjoying these sweet tunes on this episode.
This week we had Crockett and Waveshaper. You can find Crockett at crockett.bandcamp.com and at Crockett80s on Twitter. And for Waveshaper, you can find them at waveshaper1.bandcamp.com
yeah.
And at waveshaper_SWE
True.
On Twitter.
You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/RPGforYouAndMe.
Thank you to several patrons in particular, Michael, Chase, and Valentine. Thank you guys so much for being here.
We hope you're liking this season. You know, we were sitting here the other day and we were like, is this season going slower than the other seasons had? The answer is yes and no, and I'll tell you why.
Tell us why.
These episodes are half as long as our old ones, so at this point we would have been hitting around, you know, 8 or 9 for episodes.
Like a third of the way through a season, maybe.
Maybe this will be a longer season, maybe it won't. We'll just see how the story
shakes
out.
Track until episode 45 of season 3.
Nice.
We'll see. I don't plan arcs that way. It'll just be depending on what you do.
But I'll tell you what, my wrist is enjoying the shorter episodes.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm. Gotta take care of myself.
Just remember, shorter episodes doesn't mean less content overall.
That just means
that you might get more confined seasons. Additionally, thank you to Caleb Sunstead, Jackie, Dav, and Zach.
Thanks, guys.
Savage Worlds is owned by the Pinnacle Entertainment Group, and you can find them and their products online at peginc.com. You can also find us on Twitter at RPGForYouAndMe, and you can find Allie at UCTheHat.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a bonus scene this week, but we do have a slightly longer outtake where apparently Zadal owns a chain wallet. I didn't want to put in the regular outtakes. Have it here.
Why not?
See you guys next week.
See you guys. Bye. No, I don't have anything against Zadal. I'm just yanking his chain. Which is figurative. Before you say anything.
She just mutters, chain.
Zadal jingles as he moves.
No. She would have noticed that.
Sorry, I forgot to lock it up.
Damn it.
No, it's my wallet. See? Pulls out his wallet.
You have a chain wallet?
It's more of a novelty because I cannot fit like any cubes in there.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it looked cool.
Oh no. If anybody would have a chain wallet, it's fucking Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac would.
Maybe Tuca.
Yeah.
Because, like, she gets roughed up so often by all these assassins, she wants to make sure she still has everything. Listen,
and I want to be clear, I'm not coming down on anyone out there who has a chain wallet. When somebody has a chain wallet and it does not match any other part of their aesthetic, I think it's peacocking, right? Mm-hmm. Like, anybody who has, like, one article of clothing or an accessory that is completely at odds with the rest of their outfit, I like that. That's mm-hmm. something I enjoy.
Does Athena do that? I guess she's got a metal arm, but that's not...
And a metal circlet. I mean, it's not so much like a fashion statement as it is like part of her, but I guess it is, because anything you wear is part of your look, so... Man. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Chain wallets was all the rage from the surface. Well, so that...
Does he really have a chain wallet? I'm gonna lose it. What did she... No, she sits back up. What do you even keep in there?
We'll leave. We'll let that die. Isaac can have a chain wallet. Wait, did you bring Isaac's chain wallet back for him?
Yes.
From the surface? Okay.
That's all he requested, his grandpa's necklace and a chain wallet.
I need you to bring them both because I'm going to put the necklace on the chain. It'll look cool.